The Blue and Gold are back in the Smokies. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, today through Monday, close to 2,000 of Tennessee's FFA members will be in Gatlinburg for their 77th annual convention.
We will have over 2,000 FFA members and guests there in Gatlinburg. So, you know, we kind of take over the city for a little while, and you see blue jackets everywhere you look. But we will have finalists in many of the career development events, from parliamentary procedure to extemporaneous speaking.
State FFA President Adam Tipton of Lincoln County says this is a special moment for many of the individual members, teams, and chapters as they receive awards for this past year's projects and competitions. Tipton, along with the other seven state officers, have been busy all year as ambassadors for the program. It was a year ago that they were elected to office during this convention.
I've enjoyed every minute of it, though. I've met over 9,000 members this year across the state. I've been from the Mississippi River to the Smoky Mountains in East Tennessee. I've been all across the state. I've been to Europe. I've been to many different states. So I've enjoyed every minute of it, getting to meet the members and also getting to meet many of the business people like you all at Farm Bureau that, you know, continue the tradition of agriculture here in the state.
And while the FFA, formerly known as the Future Farmers of America, does center around agriculture, there's a growing list of career development training that's available to these teenagers, and it's paying off after their school careers are over.
As I said, FFA used to be cows, sows, and plows, but now it's a whole lot more. You've got leadership qualities. You've got speaking characteristics that come out in you. The FFA just teaches you a wide variety of stuff. It is based primarily on agriculture, but through the agriculture, we can teach people to be better leaders, to be better team workers, and things like that.
The Blue and Gold celebrating this weekend in Gatlinburg. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again Monday on the Tennessee Radio Network.